I was reminding of the hadith of the Prophet والسلام, when he said this world is just contemporary or temporary conveniences, and the best comfort in this world is a righteous woman. The best comfort in this world is a righteous woman. So she is sought, the one who has, the one who is a sound Muslim, seeks the righteous woman. And the one knows that in her righteousness, first and foremost, is in compliance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from her. And as a consequence, this will have its impact on the relationship with the husband. So a sound Muslim really is not interested in superficial physical beauty, superficial grace and elegance, which is the sole concern of empty-headed youngsters. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, a woman may be married for four things. And then his recommendation was, choose the one who is religious. Choose the one who is religious. And in the other hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you the most precious thing a man can have? It is a righteous wife. When he looks at her, he is pleased. When he tells her to do something, she obeys. And when he is away, she is faithful and loyal to him. When he is away, she is faithful and loyal to him. And in the other hadith by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, which woman is the best? He said, the one who pleases him when he looks at her, who obeys him when he tells her to do something, and who does not do something he dislikes with regard to herself or to her wealth. This is what the Prophet ﷺ described in terms of the personality of the woman. And this could really bring a secure and pleasant home. And Islam looks for a balanced relationship between spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional needs. Why? Because that in some cases personality clashes could be so strong and repulsive. But the true Muslim will be guided by the Sharia in all of his affairs. So my advice to this sister was about to get married, is to put forward this issue which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized highly. Because she will be the winner in this life and in the hereafter, even during turbulent times. Because she will never be disappointed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let the believers who follow him down. Yes, they will be tried. Yes, they will be tested. There will be calamities and everything. None is free from that. Especially during these times, and especially in some environments, the pressures of the kafir environment has its toll on the relationship between Muslims in general, between the Muslims and the society where they live, and within homes. People are bombarded by so many things daily, on daily basis. So if they are not for each other on the deen, they will crack. My advice, therefore, will focus on this issue of obedience. The husband is not present to tell him what he should do, what are the duties upon him, the sister is present, therefore we address that side. This is the greatest thing of an advice for a sister to be told, is to obey in accordance with obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. And try to, at times of disagreements or difficulties, try to discuss this with the husband first before taking them out, and to be honest regarding any problem that may arise. And her objective should be, if anything would arise and it's expected to, is to reconcile and make things work. From the good things to keep at home is a good Islamic library for both to read and to benefit and to record points of benefit, especially in terms of the creed and relationships. This will bring openness and will take any kind of fake attitudes out, because here you go, you'll find things in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands. The other thing is, if there are shortcomings on in terms of the adherence to Islam with respect to the husband, these shortcomings can vary. Some of them will be of a greater magnitude than others. So there should not be exaggeration in terms of these things when they are of a lesser magnitude. And from the things which I would advise is, let the issues and or problems be the last thing to talk about. If the husband comes from work, and the sister should be aware that to use the proper wording of receptions and the good word. And then when time allows, the atmosphere is clear, sounds appropriate to discuss things, then she may open some of the things. And not all at once, once at a time that is appropriate and fitting. So she needs to use some wisdom in that. Also, from the things which I would emphasize is to keep the home clean, the duties fulfilled. This brings harmony and appreciation. Also, in terms of this is something you know as a woman, is to look good, inshallah, to the best of one's ability. Keep things neat, ordered. Also, the things which may be overlooked by some is the issue of these may be looked upon as small things, but in reality they are not. Presents, yes. Every now and then, give him a present. And this brings love, as the Prophet ﷺ said. This is from the means of love. تهادو تحبو, give gifts because it promotes love. One of the things which are also useful to remember, if it exists with anyone in general, but this, I'm talking about the woman's side now. When taking permission, good advice to be careful in the format. Like, for example, don't think yourself that you are giving permission when you say to your husband, I think I'm going to be going downtown today. Or I might go downtown today, thinking in this way that she is now asking for permission. So this is something in terms of the interaction and which may sound to be as an excuse or rather seeking permission, where in fact it is not. And so these things the sister needs to be aware of, and I hope inshallah she is. Because this brings ease in terms of communications and good understanding. Let your tongue be sweet with the remembrance of Allah. He says something good, you say Alhamdulillah. There is some kind of hardship, Naam, Alhamdulillah. When he sees this, mashallah, in you, then his respect will grow and will become greater. When he sees a supporting wife, also, that is something whereby you bring to yourself honor and respect. We know of women, Alhamdulillah, who stood up for their husbands to a great extent, and even in terms of physical needs, emotional needs, and support. I can't describe to you, but we know that this is really real. We talk about Muslim women, Alhamdulillah, persevering. These are some of the quick thoughts that I had to gather when our sister Zala Khair invited me to this to join and share these some advice with you. The last thing I remind myself and you is don't forget the dua. Before you step into this marriage, the dua. When you are in it, the dua. And stay away from gossip and backbiting. You see this, you see that, forget about that. And if any of that would come to your home, you stop it. Now I will stop here. If you have any question, then you can relate through the sisters, inshallah ta'ala. One question in PM, is it fair that leading up to the marriage, your fiancé keeps reminding me of his right to four wives? This is making me nervous to make the step. He keeps reminding me of the right to four wives. Well, either is he's obvious on that in terms of his intent to get married, and this is not something wise on his behalf to do. And before you step in, yes, this is his right. You have to know that whether he told you this or not, this is obvious. You understand that. There is no problem with that. And it's natural to be, quote, scary and nervous before stepping into a relationship of this nature, if someone keeps reminding you of that. But the decision is yours. From the very beginning, the decision is yours. The decision is yours. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the correct decision before you step in. You understand? Okay, Alhamdulillah. Any other questions she may have? Or? Okay. How should you control your shyness and nervousness? No, let it be natural. Let it be natural. This is normal. Yes, this is normal. If this is not there, then there is some problems. You understand? So, be yourself. Be yourself. This is norm. This is part of the nature of the woman. Even the sound woman. I'm not talking about the one who's having no feelings or no shyness whatsoever. No. This is quite normal. form, inshallah ta'ala, and to the contrary, it is to your advantage, inshallah. To the contrary, it is to your advantage.